Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I always warn you guys, don't let yourself get ripped off. And I almost had an experience happen to me that I got played for something that I caught. And I'm glad I caught it. And I'm going to tell you guys about that and a couple other stories. Okay. Like the video, subscribe, and the email address is hello@iallegedly.com, and you should join our email list. But let's get right into it. My son was in a car accident and totaled his Toyota Camry, okay? Somebody hit him, and the car is done. Car is finished, okay? Now, I was joking with my son and saying, now you're going to get a real experience of adulthood where they're going to take advantage of us, and you're going to see how little they're going to give for the car. And as I was talking to the adjuster, I'm the total loss adjuster, she was telling me, you know, asking me questions about the car and the insured and where, you know, why it was out of state and all this stuff. And then she says, oh, wait a second, your son lives out of state. I've got to change this figure I'm about to give you. I'm going to call you back. And I didn't think anything about it. I just thought maybe Grant didn't give all the information, whatever. So anyways, person comes back and the car is about $2,000 less than we thought it was. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Okay. So he's upset. I was, you know, saying this is appalling. And over the weekend, I kept thinking about what that woman said about where you were located. So I call my agent this morning and she tells me, well, wait a second, Dan, they treated the car as if it was an out-of-state vehicle, not in California. You're going to get more money here in California. Isn't that ridiculous, guys? The car is the car. You can't replace the car cheaper there than you can here. You can't, because I know this from looking at the cars. But does he have a driver's license in California? Yes. You know, we send over the pictures. Oh, so that's worth $2,000 more. Is that insane? Again, guys, who would know this? Who would know this? But what I'm being told now, my insurance man was one of these people that would fight for things. And I could call Scott anytime I needed him. I could call him morning, noon, and night on his cell phone, and he would take care of it. And if there was ever anything like this, when I had a car totaled 2.5 years ago, somebody stole the catalytic converter and the junkie that showed up literally high as a kite with pants, no shoes, and no shirt on to pick the car. Hey, I'm with the tow company. Again, the guy was on everything but a train, okay? So this guy on drugs, I said, don't start the car. Hey, man, I know what I'm doing. Blah, 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 blah. And he destroyed the car inside of 45 seconds, okay? So it was beautiful. So they totaled the car as a result of that. And we're going to give me more money for that car with over 200,000 miles on it than they were going to give this kid for his Camry. So I am telling you, the insurance industry, it, as a whole, it doesn't matter who my insurance company is, State Farm. Doesn't matter. They're trying to clip us and they're trying to clip you and take advantage of this over and over and over again. And again, if I wouldn't have done this, the kid would have been just victimized. But I'm like, this is not right. And it's eaten at me so much because a lot of people don't know to do this. Now, you know, it was funny. I had to talk to my attorney on Friday about something different that we're working on. He's like, oh, do you want me to step in and take care of this for you? And I'm like, no, I can handle this one. It's no big deal. But that's ridiculous. Now, I had two relatives over the weekend that told me, hey, listen, I had to get an attorney involved because they weren't going to give us any money to pay off our last car. Is that crazy? That's crazy, guys. That's crazy. As people get more desperate, they're cutting back. And I had a friend of mine just get off the phone with me. And he, you know, he is in management for a big data cabling company. And he said, wow, a guy just presented a $2.5 million order. And I'm like, and I know the company's, it's not hurting, but it's like everybody else. It's having difficult times right now. So a $2.5 million order is rock and roll, man. That is, congratulations. You guys pulled this off. Only problem is Danny told him it would take, they're going to have delivery in 2 months. And we have to have the first 1,000,000 feet of cable in 1 month. I'm like, oh, is that a problem? Yeah, Dan, it's a total problem. Because he starts breaking down. I mean, he knew these figures off the top of his head. And it was amazing. It's going to take 152 man hours. It's going to take 3 days. It's going to take 52 days to build the subcomponents to put over the cable. We're looking at 3 to 6 months to build this cable for these people. And now think about it again. It's November. We don't have full shifts this month. We don't have 3 shifts this month. So he knew all these figures as to why this guy had lied to his client to make the sale to get the company in trouble. And this is the type of thing that you have to not let people do to you. Don't let people lie to you about stuff like this. Don't let people, put you in trouble. Oh yeah, they'll get it done. I got the order. And I said, what'd the salesman do? Well, he's God's gift to Data Cable right now. He lied and he sold this big thing. And I'm like, oh man. So that's a huge problem, guys. That's a huge problem. LA public housing. Okay. How many public housing units are there in Los Angeles? 33,000. Which that figure itself blew me away. Here's the worst part. They just got hacked by the Cactus ransomware attack. And all the people's data got stolen. Now, I know there's going to be people out there going, well, there are a bunch of poor people that live in these things. The problem with this is these are not savvy business people. These are the poorest community people, young, old, single moms, things like that, that just had all their data compromised. Names, social security numbers, phone numbers, everything. These poor people are already listed on the black market for sale that you can buy all this data. Is that terrible? TJ Maxx had this happen. I mean, all these different companies that have been hijacked and been compromised, they sell the data. But these poor people are going to get social security numbers lifted, everything. And you're going to see cable. You're going to see people go out and they're going to open up bank accounts and things like that, you know, right before their eyes. It's terrible. Absolutely shocking. Final thing in this video, just because I couldn't believe somebody sent this to me. Lake Cuomo. You know, remember when I was a kid, the Pet Rock came out? It literally was a pebble-shaped rock in a little box with some sawdust and, like, stringed out wood at the bottom of it, and it was your pet rock. And they sold for $3.50. I'll never forget, we had to go to Macy's, or May Company at the time, back then, and go buy this thing. I was like, wow, that is crazy. And people were just buying them hand over fist. $3.50 a piece. That's something like this. Lake Cuomo is beautiful in Italy. They're selling Lake Cuomo air. You can go buy air from Lake Cuomo for $11, a can of it. And they're selling it. People are, I've got to get Lake Cuomo air. Let me get that for you. Remember we went on vacation there? That's insane, guys. That is insane. So, again, people have no money, but they're buying canned air right now. Huh? You think that's crazy? I do. I think it's nuts right now. So, have you been the victim of these insurance companies? I am telling you, so many people have written me about the homeowners insurance being canceled, all the, you know, unscrupulous things that they're doing right now. They fly drones over the houses. And my favorite thing lately is the insurance companies are doing a knock on the door. You know, hey, just want to find out, you know, if you guys are going to do any improvements to the house or anything like that. I'm like, this is, you know, it's ridiculous, guys. It's absolutely ridiculous. So are they trying to rip you off? Yes, they will. And everybody is desperate right now. Everybody. So don't let people lie for you. Don't let people lie to make a sale. Don't let people lie to you to pay you less. And again, one thing that you have here is California's bad when it comes to personal injury attorneys. The worst is when I go to Las Vegas, I am telling you, there are hundreds of personal injury attorneys in Las Vegas. It is nuts. These people are out all over the place. Everybody's got to make a dollar. But I'm telling you guys, I've never seen that many personal injury attorneys in my life as you have in Las Vegas. It is absolutely nuts. But I'm telling you, you don't want to negotiate on your own. And you don't. You really don't. You want to have somebody step in. And I never thought about my address being a big consequence for you. So you people that are fighting the you know, the hurricane damage, your people that are fighting any property damage, water damage, anything like that. Do not let them hose you. Do not let them take advantage of you. Get some advice from somebody else, because it took me to call my agent to have her say, oh, well, you know, your son's a resident of California. He doesn't live there. And that gets us more money. Is that crazy? Who knew? I didn't know that. So I think I know everything too. So you learn something new every day. Like, subscribe, join the email list, because it's awesome. And we're going to give out a bunch of cool stuff this month. Starting this month, you're going to sign up for it, and we're going to give it out next month. Okay? I'll see you guys very soon.